These boys and girls enjoy the playground equipment at Hirsch Community Center, but soon they'll also get to enjoy playing ball on fields that have seen better days. The Cincinnati neighborhood of Avondale, where Hirsch is located, was selected for the P&G and Reds Community Fund annual makeover. Karen Williams, service area coordinator for Hirsch, says she's full of joy about the revitalization effort.
Because so much blight has gone on in this particular community, to see investment in the community will raise their hopes.
For the past 4 years, winners of these makeovers have been selected from applications submitted by communities throughout Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. Reds Community Fund Director Charlie Frank says the goal of the annual program has been to choose field renovation projects that will improve local youth baseball or softball programs. He says these makeovers, like the one in Avondale, have evolved to include even more of the community.
Within a couple years, the baseball fields also became part of a bigger community effort in North College Hill. They also took on, they being P&G, the opportunity to take a elementary school that had been vacated and helped transform it into a community center. And then last year in Cheviot, it was much more of a neighborhood hub scenario where they're helped restore their historic field house and also three ball fields. And then this year the breadth of the community involvement has evolved even greater. It truly has become an actual community event this year.
Last week, in addition to the ball fields in Avondale, workers continued renovating the farmers market area where community members will sell homegrown produce from the neighborhood garden. And the space referred to as Gabriel's Place, which includes the building that was St. Michael's Episcopal Church, was rehabbed as a comfortable gathering space that someday could house a coffee shop. The Avondale project will include support from Children's Hospital Medical Center, the Cincinnati Zoo, and other community organizations. But a major source of support is Cincinnati-based Procter & Gamble. P&G's Aaron Eisel says one reason for the partnership is the hometown factor.
Part of what P&G's mission is improving the lives of consumers. And we do that through our products every day. But I think we also can do that through the work we do in the community. And what's great about this project, it's not just Cincinnati. We have 10 other sites next week across the country that will be doing something similar. 800 total people will be engaged in this. So we have a lot of satellite sites across the country. And there'll be smaller events, but definitely we're doing this all over. So this isn't just happens to be our biggest one, we have our most people here. This is something we really are trying to make it, as we call it, our North America Marketing Community Service Day, not just about Cincinnati.
Hirsch Recreation Center's Karen Williams was emotional as she talked about the collaboration and the investment in Avondale.
The Reds are the best, and so are P&G, for just picking us, because they didn't make a mistake. They'll reap it tenfold, especially that baseball field. The kids are going to play on that for years and years. They've just been without, this community's been without for so long. It's just good to see good things happen. And it does make me emotional. I'm just happy.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.
Oh,